Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers and actually dairy consumers across the state about some trends that we're seeing in the sale of dairy products to consumers. One of the things that has, you know, happened in our industry is we use a lot of filtration membranes to take raw milk and separate it into different components. And one of the things that we can do with the filtration systems we have available today is we can actually remove the lactose from skim milk. We can then take that skim and manufacture it into different products. So as you look at the grocery shelf today, you'll be able to find yogurt that is lactose free. You'll be able to find some ice cream products that are also lactose free, in addition to many choices in beverage milk. And we're actually seeing some of the beverage milk use this same filtration to remove the lactose prior to bottling. We see many changes going on. What impact has that had on the sale? Well, in 2024, there was an 8.4% increase in lactose free milk sales across the United States, and we expect lactose-free milk sales to become a higher percentage of the total milk volume as we go into the next few years. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to keep current with what's going on in the marketing of dairy products. And thanks to our dairy consumers that are trying to utilize lactose-free products in their diets.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.